I guess the way the series has gone with these guys, you're not surprised for it to go to overtime.
No, I'm not. I think we, you know, we make it harder on ourselves than it has to be. I thought, you know, we get a dream start for a shift. You know, fantastic effort from those guys, and nice to see Forts get rewarded with a goal. And then I thought, you know, as the period got on, we got real complicated and did not cherish the puck. We tried to do too much a lot of times, give them momentum, allowed them to dictate the game a little bit. And, you know, at home, we want to control things. We don't want to play at their pace or slow it down. So, you know, I thought we dug ourselves a hole. Even though it's only 1-1, it's still, for me, it just got us off on the wrong foot. I thought we got better as the game went on. I liked the second period more, even though, you know, we give one up in transition. And again, that's something that we need to get better at. We give up too much in transition. And then all of a sudden it's 2-1, even though I thought, you know, we did a lot of good stuff. And we said to the guys, it's a common theme. You do a lot of good things, get caught in transition, and then you're down. And then it's not easy. But I liked our third. You know, we generate enough to tie it, maybe enough to win it. I don't think we give up much, which to me, that's the bottom line. We just got to, we're going to score enough. And if we're tighter defensively, we'll be in the offensive zone more, and then our skill can come out. You know, I thought in the third, you know, we tightened up and we got rewarded for it, and nice to get the extra point in OT. But we still got more. We got a higher level than we're showing right now.
The power play, last 20 games, not good. Tonight, five forwards on one, 3D on another. What was the genesis of that idea?
Well, we've been going five forwards for a few games now. You know, I think it's going to work. They've had some good looks. I thought in San Antonio they should have been rewarded for what they created. Tonight they couldn't really get it going. I think we threw some pucks away and forced things a little bit. You know, and with the 3D, we're just trying to shoot the puck a little more, get some guys in front and hammer it. And you know, we just want to create some positive momentum, even if it's not goals. Of course, we want to score, but we don't want to kill our momentum. We do a good job 5-on-5, get a power play. We want to keep that good feeling going.
After getting 1 point in three games last week, what are some things you adjusted or emphasized in practice coming into this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, the results point-wise, we're not happy with last week. I think, you know, overall, we're pretty okay on Tuesday and end up with 0 points. And I thought Friday we dominated. But, you know, we think our numbers say we have a chance in 24-10. Sunday, we weren't very good. And so then that's a one-point week. So a big thing for us is just consistency defensively, away from the puck, making other teams work for everything they get, sharper in transition. So those things, we took some steps maybe tonight at times. You know, of course, everyone talks about results. You know, that's what we talk about. We won the game. I just want, from the staff's perspective, we're just looking for consistency of performance. Consistency of performance is there, then we're going to get our points. You know, so we don't, I think it's important we don't get too wrapped up in results short term. Are we playing well? Are we getting better? Are we doing the right things? If we do that, then standings will take care of itself.
Is there a bit of a mental hump that you guys had to kind of get over at having to score just three goals over the last 3 games?
I don't know. I think the mental hump is just us being, it's okay to be boring sometimes. I think we got a young team and they all want to make a difference in every shift, and I respect that, and that's good, and that's hopefully what's going to, probably what gave them success before and will give them success in the future, but sometimes you got to do the boring thing so we can win the game. Because in the end, the highest level, it's all about winning. You don't win, you don't get to stay. You don't get to keep your job, someone else will take it. So every decision we make needs to be so that the team can have success. And sometimes you gotta cancel out a shift. And when we get that down, we're a pretty good team.
The timeline on Berube right now, is he day-to-day or is he?
He's not day-to-day, but I mean, he's probably a couple weeks out still, but he's not skating. So, you know, it's not. For me, it's like the guys who are injured, until they join us in practice, they're not on my radar.
Gustafson did join you in practice. Is he You know, is he close?
He's on my radar. Yeah, I mean, we got to get him up to speed. He hasn't skated a ton, so we're just trying to get him going. And of course, he'll be a big help when he gets back. We're not going to get nailed down into any day. It's kind of, we got to make sure he's ready to go. Of course, we want him back as soon as possible, but you know, we want to be 100% sure he's ready.
Thinking about getting D'Elia in tomorrow?
We will discuss that in the coach's office after.
Last question. Dahlstrom, now the points haven't been there, but any, especially in San Antonio, was making some mistakes, but he's still pushing the pace. You like what you see out of him overall?
I think we're not concerned about points with him. It's we want him to be clean. We want him to make smart decisions with and without the puck. He's got all the tools. You know, you saw kind of the run he was on. He, the end product will take care of itself. I think he's been real fun to work with. He should be a big part of our success here. So, you know, it's just obviously we want to smooth everything out as far as the performance shift to shift.
Thanks.
Thanks, Christian.
So you got the two memo today?
Oh, yeah.